With ceremony and speeches, historians and veterans groups noted the beginning of the war that was supposed to end all wars. Director of the Division of State History, Brad Westwood, says it happened only 2 decades after Utah achieved statehood. It was still a relatively isolated state.
After World War I, it was very clear that we wanted to be part of the nation, culturally, socially, economically.
Some 21,000 Utahns served, hundreds were killed. Throughout the next year and a half, veterans and other groups plan a number of commemorations around the state. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.